This is Louis Navelier. It is Thursday, March 9th. Well, the big news is the yield curve is more inverted than ever. The two-year treasury yield crossed above 5% this morning. It's back down just a tad, and the 10-year yield's actually down a bit too. So, but the inversion is shocking, and it's a sign that the Wall Street's fully expecting a 50 basis point Fed rate hike on March 22nd. Now, much more important than that rate hike is what we call the dot plot. They survey the FOMC members every other meeting, and we'll get guidance from them just how high they think they're going. Is it 5.75, 6.25? When are they going to stop? In the meantime, inflation's cooling off in China. They just went from 2.1% to 1% from January to February. So their economy is not hitting on all cylinders yet. On the other hand, Europe's recovered. We're still growing. And it's getting to be very interesting out there. Now, we had new claims to unemployment come out, and they rose a lot more than people thought. And existing claims were rising. So the what we call the four-week moving averages for both weekly claims and continuing claims are now rising, and it's not enough to get the Fed's attention, but if this persists for the next few weeks, it will, and it will make the Fed hesitate. You know, Jerome Powell was really, really nailed by members of Congress in the last couple days. It's clear that people don't like inflation. It was most unfortunate for him. I'm sure he did not enjoy being yelled at for two straight days. So it's an interesting dilemma we're in, but I think we can sense that the Fed rate hikes might be over soon. A lot of it is going to be tied to tomorrow's payroll report and then the following Wednesday's retail sales report. We do think that the January numbers were grossly exaggerated by seasonal adjustments and that we didn't have nowhere near the payroll growth that was reported and retail sales weren't as strong as previously reported. So we want to get back to what we call normal economic data. Now, January is the biggest month for seasonal adjustments. Believe it or not, the next 5 months, they have negative seasonal adjustments. So we're going to get much more realistic a picture of things. In the meantime, I'm monitoring my stocks. We're still in a washing machine, folks. I mean, you know, like, although we have a lot of things up today, you know, what's up today can be down tomorrow, vice versa. So you kind of have to get used to that. The main thing is to watch the analyst community and see what they're doing. But the bottom line is March is still a seasonally good month. April's a very strong seasonal month, just so you know. There's a lot of money that flows into the market in April because of pension funding and all. So we're going to be treading water here for a bit, just waiting on pins and needles for all this economic news to come out. So, again, tomorrow, Friday, is going to be a big deal with payroll. I'm looking for a downward January revision. If we don't get it, I'll be shocked, but we'll see what they do. I'm sure they got some sort of excuse. And next Wednesday, we have retail sales. And then the following Wednesday, we have the Fed meeting and the rate hike. And then we'll see where we're at. But the big news right now is the two-year treasury yield is shockingly high. So, you know, money markets are an alternative for a lot of investors right now because, hey, yield's pretty good. So that's all that's going on. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. It's Louis Navelier. I'll talk to you soon.